New York pushing the nationwide total to its highest level since the disease was declared eliminated in 2000. Health officials attribute the rise to misinformed parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. This is Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy another warm, quiet day before this next storm system begins to affect our forecast. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 80s, it'll be partly to mostly sunny. So we're dry today and we're dry tonight. Partly cloudy to cloudy at times. Mild, overnight low temperature around 60. Then tomorrow, I think we're at least in the low 80s. Maybe some widely scattered showers possible tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And I can't rule out a few stronger storms. We'll keep an eye on that. Friday's high around 80. And then some pretty nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Secretaries. Secretaries originated when primitive man discovered he could not run his cave efficiently by himself.
Miss Ong, take a slab.
Yes, Mr.
Dear God, looking forward to wheel, evolvingly yours, Blah.
During the Roman Empire, secretary's duties expanded to organizing her boss's private life as well.
Ms. Toga, tell my wife I can't make the order. XII, but we're on for the Lions Christians game at XVI.
Today's secretary enjoys a glamorous career, including travel.
Oh, stop running, Miss Perkins. It's bigger than both of us.
Lavish gifts.
Happy secretary's day.
Wow, a chia pet.
Even executive decisions.
Ooh, does Mr. Honeywell take cream and no sugar, or sugar and no cream?
Ooh. Yes, we salute the overworked, underappreciated secretary. An important cog in today's corporate machine. Putting up with her boss, the biggest asset to her company.
Better get good on that coffee, Toots.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee.
Reckon.
You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates. Well, see you later.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perk. Good as fresh perk. I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Show up naked. He won't care.
Hey, great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office.
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perked. Try it.
Yeah, he's lucky she didn't hold a candle to his nutsack.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally temperamental host, Greg Udell. My tunnel-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here. So's Elizabeth Warren.
And here they are.
Low energy jet.
Please clap.
This is not a happy day for me. I'm angry at God today.
Oh, no.
And I know that's a complete waste of time. Because he always has a reason for whatever he does.
It's all right to wrestle with him occasionally. Kind of the point.
Yeah. Years ago, I wrote a really good story. It was published in South Florida called The Decision. And it's about that moment when you are confronted with the thing that you dread from the minute you get a dog, that a condition has come to exist that completely robs the pet of quality of life, and there's no fix to it. And understandably, we're selfish. We just hate to go through that searing pain. You know, when I got Hershey 13 years ago, I was staying up at the boss's house, watching the house for him. And I woke up on a Saturday morning, and he was limp. I mean, and there was liquid. I didn't know what it was. All I knew is that Rick's dogs were okay. I grabbed him. He literally just draped over my hand because he was still a puppy. And I'm not here that long. I don't have that many people I can call at 5 o'clock in the morning in a panic, but I had gotten to know, just become friends, and I think eventually family with the Woodlings. And I always call Swami every day after the show. And we just chat, you know. It's like I talk all day, so I'm not really much of a phone person, but I love talking to her. And she was telling me they were taking Annie, their little red wiener dog, in because she was acting oddly, and it turned out to be a terminal situation, and they had to put the dog down. And we cried together on the phone. And I thought back to the day when I only knew him a few months and said, I don't know what's wrong with Hershey, but I think he's going to die. They put their clothes on at 5 in the morning and met me at the emergency hospital that used to be on Perry Hill Road. And there was... They immediately, because he was dehydrated, because all of that liquid had come from him. And it was touch and go for a couple of days. I'd only had him a few months, but it doesn't take much time to get connected to a dog. And they were there for me, and they've been there for me through every other situation that's come up in my life. We just had Easter dinner with them. Their son Dennis is my doctor. Their son Darren is the founder of Infusion, both incredibly successful men. And it's a great privilege in my life to know them. And I just don't know what to say because they've had to deal with some health issues, and this is just not a good time for this to happen. There's never a good time. So I had anger over that today. That's when I say angry with God. So please keep them in your thoughts. Pets are family. And the one thing I remember writing in that story years ago was, it is, and this is something I try to tell people who are afraid to get a dog, because that moment may come when they have to make the decision.
Right.
And yeah, it hurts like hell. And it's a gaping void in your life. But it is a pure pain. Because that relationship is so beautifully simple. They teach us everything we need to know and practice as human beings. And when we lose them, we have lost, you know, a best friend, an example, you name it. It all comes into play. And so I know this, but it heals. It it heals. See, with people, a lot of times when we get caught by an unexpected passing, friend or family, sometimes there's unfinished business, something you wish you had said. I've heard so many people say that. I've said it, because that's a whole different type of complicated relationship. But pet owner sounds like such a wrong term. But pets and their families, that's really a very pure situation, not encumbered by baggage, and it just hurts like hell. And it hurts even when it's not your pet, but it happens to people that you love. So that's my story today. And thank you for letting me tell it. And when we come back from this first break, the best thing you can have on a day like this are friends who come to visit. So Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be joining us in a moment. Jay?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents and Doug.
Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing, so get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is Chicago, actually Chicago Transit Authority, and I know because I got hit by one of their buses.
That's exactly what I thought whenever I saw it on the computer screen, Chicago Transit Authority. I just immediately thought of you getting hit.
Unfortunately, I got hit in the era where we looked for compensation for doctor bills and stuff. I should have been rich. I got hit in front of 400 witnesses, State Street, downtown Chicago. And I went sailing through the air and woke up to a bus driver whose eyes were out to hear that I was not dead. Here's the worst part. And this is, here's a little parenting thing for you, Jack.
A little parenting thing?
Yeah, because, and you can tell this to Steven when the time is appropriate, about what happens when you lie to your mother.
Hmm.
I had been grounded for a couple of weeks, but I had to get tickets for a Cubs game. And I needed to go downtown to the Bonds clothing store where they had a ticket booth. So I told my mother a lie that we had a class thing and I wouldn't be home till around dinner time. And that was hoping that the bus would get there quickly and get back quickly as Chicago time moves. And this bus incident really threw my schedule off. Because after they helped me up, my shirt had been peeled back from the middle, not from a seam. It was like peeled down the middle on the back, and I had tire tracks that I picked up from the pavement embedded in my flesh.
Nice.
But being the macho man I was, I dusted myself off and said, I'm okay. Nothing to see here. Everybody just go about your business. Because I couldn't. I was more afraid of my mother's wrath at a lie than I was about what had just happened.
Being hit by a bus?
When I was a teenager, that actually happened to me, too.
Do you have this in common?
I broke my wrist.
Oh.
I skipped cheerleading practice, and I didn't actually do that a lot, but I was not a very good liar. And so this was Mississippi, so we skipped cheerleading practice to go four-wheeler riding. And I was on the back of one, and the brakes went out. And I bounced up and down and braced myself on my wrist and broke it.
Ooh.
And it wasn't like crooked, but it was very sore and very swollen. And like clearly something was wrong with it. But I lied to my mother and said I fell in a mud puddle. Like I said, lying was not really my thing. And let me just say, I didn't sell it. So she made me wait for 3 days.
Not the first time.
No, it wasn't the first time. But she made me wait for 3 days. And then she had, like, I had a girl who used to, like, drive me around after school. She had her take me. And then so she called the girl and said, you know, where are y'all? And the girl's like, well, we're getting a cast. You know, I mean, the arm's broken. And, yeah, that was my story was I felt that was why I was so muddy and hurt was I fell down in a mud puddle.
See,
yeah.
You're both incredibly bright women. I think you would at least give me credit for being somewhat creative, right?
Absolutely.
So I get the tickets, and I'm making conversation with the guy at the ticket window. I said, oh, I just got hit by a bus out in front of the store. And he says, yeah, right. And then I turned around, and he saw what I had not seen.
He saw your tire tracks.
He said, are you okay? And I said, yeah. What I didn't know was that I had gone into shock because I had no, and thank goodness, if I had had time to put an arm up or
prepare, yeah.
It would have run me over. Instead, I went sailing through the air. And I was in spring football practice.
Did you at least get the tickets to the game?
I did.
For free.
6 tickets for the Cubs and Montreal Expos, Joey. Brand new team back in 1969.
Yeah, I mean, what a franchise.
So, I've got the bus ride home to explain to my mother. And when coming back to that house, she was always in the kitchen window. So, anybody coming up the driveway, she's going to see them. I don't know this. So, I have like an hour to come up with something. Now, picture this. I come home, mm-hmm. and I walk in the kitchen door sideways, like this, you know, sidestepping. So, she can't see
the tire tracks down your back?
So, she finally sees the shard of shirt hanging down behind me and says, what happened to your shirt? And after all that time to think, I said, I tripped.
No.
That was the best I could do.
You tripped.
That's the best you could do?
I mean,
but when you're put on the spot like that, like, you know, it's
I would have had it. You had to have it planned out. You got to know what you're going to say when they say, like, where you been? What happened? I mean, at least Dana had an excuse. You fell in a puddle.
I fell in a mud puddle and they made fun of me for my wrist hurting for 3 days. It's fine. I've let that go. Obviously, there's no
she's
residual
still a little bitter about it.
Well, here's the thing. 3 days later, it was a Saturday morning. I woke up in so much pain. I'm screaming. I can't move. Everything hurts. And that's when I had to come clean.
But you got hit by a city bus.
Ma, you know, the other day when I said I fell and I ripped open my shirt and had tire tracks down my back.
We actually have internal bleeding. We need to go.
We may need to go somewhere.
Well, actually, this is my introduction to chiropractic. So we have one living across the street, Doc Mallon, and we went to... He said, follow me to my office, and he took x-rays. And
a chiropractor was the first stop.
My spine was literally... had two curves in it.
Oh, my goodness.
From the impact. He says, no wonder you're hurting. So he says, we're going to adjust you, and then we're going to literally mummify you to keep your spine straight.
Oh, my.
And I felt a lot better when I left. We didn't go to the emergency room. Then my dad thought, you know what? The city should pay for this. I was in a safety zone.
I was in the crosswalk.
Totally innocent. Well, in Chicago at that time, some buses would drop you at the curb, but there was a right turn lane, and there were four yellow stripes, and that was the safety zone.
Mm-hmm. The
four
safety
lines
zone.
Of paint. So if you're standing there, you're supposed to be protected, right? And there was nobody on TV saying, call me, Illinois.
Call me, Alabama.
So we never consulted an attorney. I probably would have done very well with that.
Probably so, yes.
Which was the first of my three pedestrian vehicle incidents.
At some point, what's the common denominator?
I'm surprised you're allowed to walk.
That would be you.
Yeah.
I think you're the common denominator in all of these accidents.
She noticed that?
Moral of the story was,
don't
tell
walk
Steven,
with Greg.
Yeah, and tell Steven to look both ways before crossing the street.
Well, actually...
Never walk on the outside of Greg.
Many people have said... don't walk with Greg, but they missed the big picture. I live.
Yeah, that's true.
To see another day. It must be that rugged bohemian constitution of mine, you know?
No, I tend to agree.
I can't get killed. Eventually, like 3 years later, I got a check for $2,000.
That's it?
Yeah. Now, in 1970s, early 70s, that could make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it could make a difference now for some people, but I feel like if you got hit by a city bus...
Are you kidding? If with the damage that was done, it took me weeks to heal from that.
Yeah, I mean...
Probably was the onset of sciatic and all that other spine-related
stuff. You have lifelong injuries because of it.
Then I got kicked off the football team because I was an injury risk, and they could not insure me.
Well, yeah, and
or
who knows?
Was it because you sucked?
It's very possible.
Well, but nowadays, you could have said, since you were on the football team and you were a star athlete, I'm sure, like, you could have gotten more damages for the fact that, you know, now your college dreams and your pro dreams were forever shadowed.
I was going to play
shattered.
For the Bears.
Were you? Maybe the Browns. I don't think the Bears.
Browns would closely resemble the color of my... we had 13 backs on our team, and I was the slowest of them, but I was the only one who could throw a football 70 yards on the fly and put it in your pocket. I practiced so much that my right arm was about 2.5 inches bigger in circumference than
my
left.
Is that why?
From the repeated throwing.
From throwing motion.
Yeah,
yes,
from your practicing.
That's
why.
I know you're
you're practicing your football throwing.
Was it because you were just a teenage boy?
It's like...
Young
type. You should tell them the pipe story, Greg.
It's like the...
You should tell them the pipe story.
I don't want to hear the pipe story. I can tell by...
Based on what Dana just said, I think they need to hear the pipe story.
The boyish grin over here on Mr. Joey.
You know what the pipe story is?
I don't think so.
Dana wants to hear the pipe story.
You remember the movie Heavyweights?
Yes.
And how they have that secret tree, looks like a tree stump, and there's a stash of stuff in there? Yeah, it's the pipe's kind of like that, but it wasn't candy.
But we didn't have the internet when I was curious.
Yeah, it was something else. I'm not going to say it. That's just being toward.
we have a professional relationship to maintain here as well.
Yeah, it's true. Let's
just think I want to know the pipe story.
It's a good story, though.
Well, they're all good.
Yeah, it's so his boy.
Actually, didn't I write a
adventures.
Column about that?
Yeah, he did.
It pipe was dreams or something.
One of my favorites.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, one other thing, since we're talking. Mom's Day is approaching.
Pipes.
And I've given you a great... I have a nice... One of our listeners, I referenced this story on the air. One of our listeners said, you should write that up and make it into a magazine column. So I did. And it's described as the most motivational one-word speech I ever got in my life. From my mother. Same mother who knew I was lying when I came in with my shirt hanging down. It just didn't feel like prosecuting it that particular day. This is a picture of us playing Yahtzee.
Yahtzee!
So...
Look at little Greg.
Yeah.
I'm about your age in that photo.
Little Greg. I'm, like, taking the whole picture, and I'm, like, looking at, like...
Oh, and you have, like, the... We had those in our house, too, like, the little intercoms?
Yes. My dad was an electrician. He put it in. At that time, we were the only house to have it, but I hated it because he would...
Oh, my God. My grandmother had that sugar shaker with the sugar thing where it comes out the top like you have in the diners. Yes.
Yeah.
This thing...
I failed to recognize all the nostalgia on the top of the table.
You have to look at the nostalgia when you're looking at this picture.
Anyhow, the story is...
Yahtzee! I'm loving it.
It's like 70/80s wallpaper.
I know. It's like textured wallpaper. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And it's like the golden, like... mustard yellow and the gold stripes.
I'm loving it.
You know who put that wallpaper up? My mother did. She was
amazing.
I love
it. Have you ever had to take wallpaper down?
It's not easy.
No. Can't say that I have. My dad always told me, you better learn this stuff, son, or you're going to have to pay somebody to do it. But he didn't know that I would enjoy Radio Trade. What was that all about?
Somebody said that on I-65 North, as you're getting onto 85 North, it's really starting to slow down, which makes me think something's happening on 85 North right after the interchange.
We're going to check in with Mr. Balaki here in just a second. Let me give a word here for, speaking of paint, John Lee paints. My mother and Charles Bubba Turner would have been good friends because she always did all the painting in the house. It was therapeutic for her. Nobody made her do it. My father didn't say, honey, it's time to paint the hallway. We had one of this roller thing that had a pattern grooved into the roller. So it made it look like we had vines in our hallway. It was use a darker color for the vine effect.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll come back like some of these other
that
things.
That wallpaper needs to come back.
At John Lee Paints, they just announced that they have their own brand of exterior paint called Solar Proof. It's got their logo on it, and it is resistant to mildew, mold. It does not have to have a primer coat underneath. It is an outstanding exterior paint that can stand up to the whatever the elements of Alabama throw at it, and it's available exclusively, Solar Proof, at John Lee Paints. And they also carry Richards at John Lee, which is the interior paint that is second to none when it comes to leaving a great result. When you need advice on what brushes and rollers and how to fix or patch holes in the wall, they've got everything you need to do it there, a checklist to run down so when you start, you won't have to stop. And, of course, you'll always see the professionals stop there because they know what makes the difference in a great outcome. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Just north of Atlanta Highway. Let's see what's going on.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking around the river region, and we see an accident this afternoon. We have an accident. It is on the Old Selma Road right in front of Mount Olive Baptist Church. That's between the Western Boulevard or Highway 31 and Ashley Road, so if you use that area to cut through, be careful. The traffic on the interstate's moving along without any hitches. We also don't see any problems on the boulevard other than a lot of stop-and-go traffic at the traffic lights, and we have a big pileup between Baptist Hospital and Troy Highway and around the Vaughan Road area and the Atlanta Highway. School zones are still in effect for just a little while longer. sure look out for your speed and watch for the kids and the buses. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2, as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit. Montgomery
Subaru. At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the State House. Four bills were introduced in the House that will help law enforcement and citizens battle human trafficking through education and training. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security say that 40% of human trafficking in the country happens in the Southeast. Lawmakers have advanced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill today. That bill heads to the Senate floor. The bill would allow patients with a valid medical cannabis card to not be charged with a crime of marijuana possession. Governor Kay Ivey will welcome the Auburn men's basketball team at the governor's mansion today. She'll host a ceremony to congratulate the team and Coach Bruce Pearl on making program history in their first ever Final Four NCAA appearance. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times. A very mild night tonight with a low temperature down to 60. We stay dry. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 82, widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And maybe a few stronger storms involved with this storm system as well. Friday's high around 80. Looks like some really nice weather returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day, the precursor to Administrative Professionals Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom and tells her she'll need to stay late if she wants to keep her job. He wants to give her something special for Secretary's Day. And this has been your instructional film from the 60s. Have a happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Yes. It is the 341, and they are the unsung heroes of the workforce. They are the people who help their bosses succeed because they really know where everything is and how to cover and be a good gatekeeper and so forth. And with Dana Dulk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, would you like to do a shout-out in that regard?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So our office manager is Amy Myers, and she is kind of the office mama, and we couldn't do what we do without her. Our clients love her because she's usually a softer ear than we are.
Much softer.
And she's great at her job, and...
And she's been with us since the beginning. Amy's been with us for, almost 4 years?
Yep.
So we wouldn't train Amy for anything.
See, I would like to invite you. We're doing bomb hours tonight after the show, but a week from tonight is a very special Wednesday night.
Okay.
Because I will be marking my 14th anniversary here in town.
Ah.
As a legal refugee from South Florida who washed ashore. And it was around that day or maybe a day later that I saw Bob for the first time since he retired from the Dolphins and moved back to Alabama. I had already done commercials for his restaurants here. He was a brilliant guy, always thinking ahead, you know, and because he knew the NFL could end tomorrow. In fact, he even turned down an 11th season because he was afraid of the physical damage. He'd already been through enough. So he said no to $600,000.
Wow. Ooh. I don't know if I could do that.
Right decision. He's got wing joints everywhere now.
Yeah. And Baumhauer's is delicious.
But it was so funny because they were having a Tide and Tiger event at the old location on Eastern Boulevard. And I didn't even know my way around town. I'm here like less than a week. But I found out he was going to be there for the event. So I show up at the time he's supposed to be there, and I'm looking around, big crowd. And I recognized a lot of famous football players that were there. And then I saw him. So I positioned myself so he would just look up and kind of see me. I'll never forget the look on his face. It was amazing. And he said, "Sap Sucker," which is Bob's nickname, only for people he's...
I'm sorry, Sap Sucker?
Sap Sucker.
Does that not remind you of you Lint Liquor?
Lint Liquor.
So he...
Sap Sucker.
Yeah, he said, "What are you... passing through town?" I said, "No, I live here now."
Oh, he's probably like, "Wah, wah."
What would you be doing here, you know, in Montgomery, Alabama? That was not really in the plan, and I'm sure, even though a psychic did tell me in 2004 I would be working...
Please tell me it's not the psychics at the Sawgrass Mall.
No. No, this lady was kind of legit. People who really have psychic skills don't advertise and have 900 numbers, like Miss Cleo.
Well, Miss Cleo was definitely, like, not a real psychic.
What did you pay for this psychic?
Nothing. She was a friend of a...
So she freakishly came up to you and was like, "You're going to move to Montgomery, Alabama."
No.
No, she said it in vague enough terms where it could have been anybody. Anywhere and anything.
You're going to live in the South.
I was about to ask, what did she exactly say to you? And I believe it was on your show down there, right?
Yes, she was on...
Oh, Greg. That's my crystal ball.
She was on the phone. So...
Is this like the lady that could taste names? Remember that?
Taste names.
Remember we talked about this? The woman that could, like, you tell her your name and then she tells you what your name tastes like? We talked about this on the show.
What does your name taste like?
Remember? And it was like a woman in, like, somewhere in, like, the UK. And
I vaguely recall.
We discussed this. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
No. I vaguely recall.
Jay Quellen.
I know.
It's Jay Quellen.
You guys think I'm crazy. We discussed this.
So... How did we get hooked up with the psychic?
I was dating somebody named Trish.
And then you got engaged to her.
No.
I took her to Seawalk.
Man, just taking a shot there. Because
shot in the dark.
Odds are.
There's been like 9 engagements.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I believe there was 8 engagements, 9 rings.
I'm just saying, like, the odds are really high that they were engaged at some point.
Actually, this... really used me. But that's,
is this the one with the Ferrari or the car story? What was that? And then the name, the friend?
No, that was Sharon.
Sharon.
Oh,
and
okay.
I changed her life, though. Not because I bought the Corvette.
You changed all their lives, Greg.
I did?
You changed all their lives. They're like, better off for knowing you.
Like ripples in a pond, Greg.
Dana, what is that?
Islands in a stream.
Islands in a stream.
You get it? Ripples in a pond.
I hate that
Islands
song.
Islands in a stream.
Oh, God. Islands in the Stream with Kenny. And oh, God. I had to play that song like every hour in the mid-80s.
So wait a minute. I want to know exactly what the psychic said to you.
So I forget some of the basic predictions she was making.
You're going to live in a place with people.
It's going to be hot.
I said, where will I be in 5 years? Now, this is 2004. And she said, pause for a minute. She said, you're going to be in the South. I said, you mean like Atlanta? She said, no. She said, in the deep South somewhere. I'm not sure. I sort of dismissed it because...
Because you're like, this woman's crazy.
I didn't know anybody in the South in 2003. It was 2003, not 4. But it was a fun, you know, psychics are always fun.
But see, like, I don't understand that whole thing. Because I'm like, if you're psychic, then how do you, like, not know things are going to happen? Like, the lotto numbers.
The lotto numbers, right. Everybody.
Well, it comes in visions.
You just,
it's not like
you're that knowing. Lady could taste names. How can you not see numbers?
That's not a psychic ability. That's just a snake oil act.
Snake oil act.
But how did Trish use you? Are you okay? I mean, I'm sure you're fine with your rugged bohemian constitution.
Because he made Sharon's life better so that it all worked out.
Right, right.
She was the bus that hit me, except she had better headlights.
Oh, my.
See what he did there?
And I can hear Emily saying that, you know, on the other end.
Islands in the stream, indeed, yeah.
So there.
So I see some raw feelings here. Someone's
really?
Still a little bitter.
Apparently, Greg is someone's still a little butthurt about this situation. We should move on quickly.
Okay, so I was assistant program director. We needed to hire some part-time jocks. Mm-hmm. And one day I get a call on the request line.
From Sharon.
Nobody's going to... No, that was the Corvette.
From Trish.
In fact, I never told you how I changed Sharon's life. Our first date, the date before the Corvette.
Is this Sharon or Trish?
I'm on Sharon now.
Sharon. Her first day, I thought it was at Sea Watch.
Yes.
It was.
But I picked her up in the Corvette that she preferred, you know, the white with the tan top.
Who wouldn't?
Of course. So, but our first date was, I lived right on, you know where Atlantic Avenue is at the beach?
Yeah.
There's two towers there.
Yeah.
Across an A1A called the Pompano Beach Club, and I lived at the top of the North Tower.
I know the Pompano Beach Club.
I lived on the top of the North Tower.
They're cream-colored buildings.
Yes, exactly. So we went down to the beach and put a blanket down. We just talked.
Sure. That's what people do at the beach. They just put the blanket down and just have a chat.
Mm-hmm. She asked a lot of questions about my sobriety, and it was then she said, well, I found out she was having an affair.
Oh, with God. You?
No.
On you?
No, we had just met, so it was too early to have an affair on me. But
was she with a married man?
She was a cardiac nurse, highly qualified, mm-hmm. and the surgeon that she worked
so
with.
So cliche.
I know, it's like such a Halloween costume.
But you know, we That's see cliches come true a lot.
There is some truth to those cliches. Mm-hmm.
They work long hours, they're very confident,
it's
expert
like pilots.
People.
Well, here's pilots have a lot of affairs.
I said, I gotta tell you, I don't, if that's what your situation, but I said, if you're not going to be free and clear from that, then I can't get further involved.
So wait, was she the other woman in the relationship, or was she married having affairs?
No, she was single, but...
She was sleeping with the married man.
Yes, the surgeon.
That's what I'm saying, like cliches like that happen. Baseball coach happens a lot.
After the Sea Watch,
military.
The next day in the Corvette, she said, I'm going to tell him it's over. So...
You changed your life for the better.
Oh, it gets better from there. Because most of that day on the beach, we talked about sobriety and the changes we had to make and the program and all that. Hmm. And it was highly publicized down there, so everybody knew. So she tells this cardiac, a guy who puts his hands into people's chest cavities and restores them to life, you know, and bypasses and all that stuff. And she says... I guess she told him
she was dating me. And he was livid. Because how... You're going to give up me? I'm a surgeon. I'm a doctor for that clown on the radio? Really? That's how he reacted.
I mean, I'm...
So, here's...
He's got a point, Greg.
But from that... Now, long-term, the relationship, it never got bad. It just sort of...
Like fizzled?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but she... That day on the beach got into her head.
And she was no longer the paramour. She, like, had a conscience at that point.
Among other things.
You're like her Jiminy Cricket.
That and Two Islands in the Stream.
She... So, but here's the thing. She went back to school and became a psychiatrist.
Oh, good for her.
Because of that. And one day we had lunch in the early 90s. It was kind of a whim. It was still there.
Oh. So what is... Do we know where she is now? Is she still in South Florida?
She married another shrink, and they set up a practice together.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hear shrinks need a shrink, so...
Well, yeah, they do.
We all need a shrink, Joey.
Yeah, we do.
Not really. Mm-hmm. I'm just fine. I'm perfect.
That's what the Swami is for me. Because the shrink has to be really honest, rigorously honest with you, so...
Everyone's crazy. It just depends on how high you let the flag fly.
I'm not crazy at all. Everyone's I'm just crazy. Fine.
I'm wondering if I could impose...
I'm like a diamond.
...on the legal team of Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson to issue a summons to the telephone for our winning word of the day.
Dana can do that, absolutely.
Jacqueline always puts this on me.
I had to do it the other day, and I just did not. I know, but I just... I'm not on the fly. I'm not under pressure. You gotta do it.
Would you like to get...
Can you do it? Let's do it after the thing so we can...
All right, we can do it. We can do it a little bit later because nobody can call and win until we say call now, so...
Sorry, yes.
Sorry, we don't think on the fly quickly.
Well, I always have to write down, like, you know, with...
In the interest of full disclosure, Dana does have to write it down because I know. She's good at it.
It's not that big of a deal. It's just that you have powers.
We have powers.
You have special powers.
Not psychic powers, but powers.
I'll do this. Let me talk about carpeting for a moment for Georgia Floors Direct.
All right, talk about your carpeting.
A great idea that was launched in 1969. And what makes them such a great and successful business is they had a great idea and they didn't mess it up. Take it to the next level. They never had that moment because it worked from day one and it still does 50 years later. Bringing in directly from the manufacturers the most popular styles of flooring, warehousing them in a boulevard that Dick McAdam knew in 1969 would eventually be in the center of Montgomery in the River Region on Eastern Boulevard, and hire talented installers. And halfway through those 50 years, a guy named Jeff Mallinson came along. And he is Mr. Georgia Floors Direct, put together a team that's very much like him, friendly, outgoing, knows the inventory, and there you go. So when you want flooring, whether it's to re-carpet a room or redo an entire house or switch out from carpet to hardwood or tile or laminate, see Jeff and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home. It is 3:55.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through the 3 o'clock hour, and we have an accident on I-65 northbound. We told you about this earlier. It is a confirmed accident in the left lane as you come off of 65 north onto 85 north. Right on the on-ramp, there's an accident, so watch it there. The rest of both of the interstates are running just fine. We don't see any delays on 85 or 65. The boulevard's real crowded, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. There's a big crowd down around the Atlanta Highway on Taylor Road, and that also extends up Taylor Road all the way to Vaughan Road, so be careful there this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota. You'll be registered to win a Roku. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole.
all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar on that beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me tell you, I want to jump back to the big news. I've been on the river this week. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, you know we bring you incredibly talented musicians passing through, award-winning musicians. And this Sunday, we got you two shows. That's right. Tell your friends, the show starts at 4 o'clock this week because we got two shows for the price of one. That's right. Admission won't go up, but the fun times will be double. Because this week we got from California, the Lucky Losers with Kathy Lemons, Phil Berkowitz, and this all-star band, the Lucky Losers, backing them up, man. That's a big-time lot of fun. But also, Bob Margolin's passing through town. We're not going to let him pass through without bringing him in the Oyster Bar. You know, we love the blues, and Bob is an ambassador of the blues. Played for 7 years in Muddy Waters' band. Knows all the old blues guys. Has got many stories to tell, some great music to mix in with it. So just